Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Shloshet Varam Tzarech Adam Lomer B'soch Beso Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. There are three things that a person should say. The Gemara says you should say it softly, pleasantly. The people should listen to you. B'soch Beso in his house Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha, before it gets dark. The Rav says don't do it too early, because if it's too early, people are going to push it off. They may become negligent or forget. But do it later, that they have enough time to do it, but they won't be posher. So what are those three things? So he should ask, Isartem? Did you take off Maestras? Because on Shabbos, even a snack one has to take off Maestras on, because Shabbos is Koveya for a Suda. That was the first question. Eravtem? He asked everybody in his household, were you Ma'ariv? And the two types of Erevin that we have is, first we have Eruvei Tchumen, that a person's able to go beyond 2,000 Amos by placing an Eruv Tchumen outside of 2,000 Amos. It makes where he places the Erev Tchumen, the two Sudas that he puts there, that becomes his residency on Shabbos. So if that's his residence on Shabbos, he can go 2,000 Amos in any direction from where that food is. So if he starts out at one end, which is where his house is, he can go 4,000 Amos, where the place of residence, the food, is in between, and then he can go another 2 Amos. That's what that does. And also like Eruvei Chatzeros, so all people that are living in their houses, and you have chatzar joining the houses, so all these people can combine and place a food into one person's house, and it's as if they're all living together, and it combines all of the houses and the chatzar into one. And the same thing with a mavoi, which we'll see how that works later as well, mitzvah Hashem. And finally, and this was not a question, he'd say nicely, hadliku asaner. He'd say, it's time to light the candles. The reason he didn't have to ask this is because he could see it himself, like the Rav says. Safik hashecha, safik ein hashecha. It's a safik whether it's dark, safik whether it's not dark. Ein ma'asunas avadai. So now he's not allowed to take off maestras on something that's vadai tevel. He knew for sure maestras weren't taken off, because the Rav says this is a shvus. He's being masakin, he's fixing the food, because it wasn't able to be eaten before he did this. And even though a shvus, this is only a din derabanan, and also it's bein hashmashas, the Rav says that this Tana held that there's a gzera of a shvus even on Bein HaShmashos. That during this time where it's Bein HaShmashos into the Suffolk, this Tana held that still made a gzera. And the Tiferes Sol explains that it's dafka in a case that it's not b'makom mitzvah. Because makom mitzvah, or for great need, one is allowed to do a shvus by Bein HaShmashos. Now the interesting thing, the Taisus Yontif actually says, the Gemara says in Erevin, that the only time you're allowed to do this Eruvei Tchumen is dafka by a makom mitzvah. So he says, the Taisus Yontif, that's why the Rav is saying that this Tana held that there were gozer on Shvus, even Bein HaShmashos. Mashma, that we don't hold that way, and that's what the Taisus Yontif says, because we don't hold that way, because if during a Makom Mitzvah, which is i.e. Eruvei Tchumen, which we can only do by Makom Mitzvah, we would be allowed, and we're going to soon see that the Rav holds that this Tana would nix Eruvei Tchumen too. So you're not allowed to be Meiser Vadai, but ain't mat bilin as a kalim. You're not allowed to be Toivel kalim for the same reason, because you're taking out of Tumah, it looks like you're being Mesakin the Kli, and this is also a Shvus. You can't do a Shvus, Bein HaShmashos. Ve'ein madlikin as aneris, and you can't light candles. This obviously you can't. This is a din d'oraisa, you're not allowed to light fire on Shabbos. Ava ma'asun as a d'mai, but you're allowed to take off Meiser on d'mai, and that's because most Amaratzim take off Trumas Meiser on d'mai. They all take off Truma. The question is Trumas Meiser. Most of them take off Trumas Meiser on d'mai. So therefore, you're not really fixing it anyway. Ma'arvin. Now here's what the Rav says. The Rav says, Ma'arvin, he says, Eruve Chatzeris. You're only allowed to be Ma'arv Eruve Chatzeris, because that's just the Chumra. But this Tana still holds, you're not allowed to be Ma'arv Eruve Tchumen, because that has a source from the Torah. So on this, the Taisus Yontif said, Eruvei Tchumen is a Makom Mitzvah. You can only do Makom Mitzvah, and yet he's still saying, based on what the Rav's saying, that it's Usser, because it's not an exception. The only exception is Eruvei Chatzeris, but Tchumen is not okay according to this Tana, because again, this Tana holds that there were Gozer on Shvus, even Bein HaShmashos, even by a Makom Mitzvah. V'tomnin Esachamin. And finally, the last exception, which you're allowed to do on Bein HaShmashos, where you're not sure if it's Shabbos or not, you're allowed to insulate hot food. Now, what are you allowed to insulate with? So the Rav says it's dafkas insulation that's not going to increase heat. Because insulation that increases heat, you're not allowed to even do before Bein HaShmashos. You're not allowed to do it during the day before Shabbos, because you can't have it on there on Shabbos at all. Masha Einkein, insulation that doesn't add heat. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to insulate food with anything. Even something that doesn't add heat on Shabbos. But before Shabbos, you're allowed, Bein HaShmashos, you're allowed to put on something that doesn't add heat, even though it's Bein HaShmashos. What's the reason? Because the whole reason you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, because a person, if he comes to his food on Shabbos, he may find it cold, and by the fact he's trying to insulate it, and he finds it cold, he says, you know what? It needs a little bit more cooking, and he ends up cooking it on Shabbos. But Ben Ashmashas, even though we're not sure it's Shabbos, it may not be Shabbos, it may be Shabbos, there's still a concern it may be Shabbos. But as far as cooking it is concerned, we're not concerned he's going to cook it because Ben Ashmashas, at that time of the day, most food is hot. So we're not concerned that even if that he's going to come over to it and find it cold and then try to cook it. So therefore, we allow on Ben Ashmashas for him to put an insulation that doesn't add heat.